And so I think that sometimes we get disconnected from ourselves and from our spirit, if you want to call that, or just our soul, whatever you want to name it. But this part of us that's just so true, that only that is unique to us, that there is nobody else in this world that with your unique set of experiences and your unique set of interests and hobbies and knowledge. And there is something that you, there's a song that you're here in this world to sing. And when you're not singing that song, where you're not giving that gift to the world, it feels like hell.
Welcome to the Happy Engineer Podcast, the place where we help engineers to build your career, balance your life, and be happy. My name is Zach White, a former engineer now turned CEO, lifestyle engineering coach, and your host. I believe that success without fulfillment is failure. Join me each week as we bring you an inspiring leader or message to help you enjoy both. Thanks for investing time with me today. Now let's do this. Imagine your life is a car traveling down the highway on one grand road trip of life. Have you ever felt like someone or something else is in the driver's seat? Like you didn't really choose the path you're on. Do you know what it's like to be successful but unhappy? And after all this talk about courage, where does courage really come from? Friend, this episode is packed. I'll fully introduce our guest, Gly Gabriel, in just a minute. I believe you are going to see yourself in his story. And Gly is going to help you slow down and connect with your inner voice and awareness on the podcast in a simple meditation. If you're driving or working out when you listen to this, you may want to stop what you're doing or pull over and take a moment to join us for that. As an engineer, you are a creator. Stick around for this entire conversation as Gly and I dig into bridging that gap between where you are now and what's possible. Before we dive in, I have something for you. And I know you're ready for today's episode, so I'll be really brief. If you are an engineer who is listening because you know there is more for you and you're looking to reach the next level in your career, we want to talk to you about getting results. I'm giving you a special invitation to request a career clarity call, followed by a free coaching session with our team. Our client success coaches work exclusively with engineers just like you and are ready to help. Schedule a call with us today by visiting careerclaritycall.com. Again, that URL is careerclaritycall.com. There is no commitment and it's totally free. Take action to overcome your career growth barriers today, and we look forward to talking with you soon. Welcome back, Happy Engineers. Oh man, I just love being with you. I'm so excited for today. I'm with my good buddy, Gly Gabriel, who is a transformational life coach, a meditation teacher, and host of the New Norm Club podcast. I'll tell you, I love Gly. I love his energy. And after graduating from Harvard University, no joke, all right, working at Morgan Stanley, and then backpacking around Latin America for over a year, he discovered his purpose to help people like you live happy, healthy, and fulfilling lives and careers. He's also passionate about elevating human consciousness and leverages media and communities to create powerful shifts in that way, regularly challenging himself to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Gly documents his journey via his online content. Check him out at the handle, hashtag the Gly Games. We'll put that in the show notes. And Gly is currently living the minimalist digital nomad lifestyle as he travels around the globe where the line between work and play is blurred, just the way he likes it. Gly, man, that smile so big. It's so good to see you. Thanks for being here today, man.
Thanks for having me, man. It's so good to be here and to just have a conversation and be able to hopefully share some stories around my journey and what I've been learning and discovering, what I'm teaching people to ultimately live happier, healthier, fulfilling lives with your audience. So thanks for having me, Zach.
Oh, it's so good. You're welcome. So Gly, there's 1,000 places we could begin, but I'd like to just take a cannonball right into the deep end.
Okay.
And tell me, what do you remember about that moment when you first knew and you just decided, like, I do not belong at Morgan Stanley anymore. My career here, this is not the path for me. And you left what most people would say is like the dream kind of start to a career, and you went a different path. Take us back to that moment. What do you remember about discovering and making that decision?
Sure. I remember that moment very vividly. I'm in my New York City apartment on the Upper East Side, and it's a Friday morning. And the previous day, my boss, actually, she suggested that I take Friday off because it'd been like a whole year. I've been grinding it out at Morgan Stanley and I hadn't taken any vacations. And she said, take tomorrow off, be like a normal human being. And I was like, thank you. And so I go home and I wake up in the morning and I find this email from my brother. And he sent me this video by this motivational speaker named Eric Thomas, E.T., the hip hop preacher. And I watched this video. And the truth is, I don't remember what he said. And I'm sure I could find the video, but how he said it, the way he spoke, the conviction that he had as he shared his dreams and his own personal story up until that point, it just impacted me massively. And in that moment, I remember just thinking about my life. And I felt like most of my life, I'd been on this sort of manufacturing line. And I was just like this product or something, and things were just being put onto it. And I'm going to this distant place, this final place of success. And the truth is, I had arrived there. You know, like my background, my parents are fresh off the boat from Haiti. My dad was a cab driver. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. Like, we didn't really make that much money. We were like, came from very modest beginnings. And for me to go to Harvard, to be at Morgan Stanley, making six figures, able to support my family, support myself, you know, live in this Upper East Side apartment, have the means to do whatever the hell I wanted. For me to be there, successful, but unhappy, really messed with my mind. And in that moment, I started to look at where where I was headed, you know. And I imagined, you know, some of the more senior people at the firm, and I just looked at them. And when I looked at them, I was like, I don't really think they're that happy. And if that's the future that I'm going towards, most likely what's going to happen is the sort of the golden handcuffs, right? I'll have a relationship and then get a mortgage and, you know, have kids and all of these different things that are going to have me really have it be harder for me to leave that environment that presumably I would not be fulfilled in. And so in that moment, it was like a light bulb went off, and I just couldn't unsee what I saw. And I just decided, I don't think I can stay here any longer, because if I do, I'm never going to get out. And I recognize that, like, you know, I'm young and I don't know what it was, but I felt something inside of me. And it was like, there's more for you. That having to, like, showing up to work and like putting on this mask and feeling like you're not able to fully express yourself, feeling like you're not really able to put your talent to use, that doesn't have to be your reality. And it's interesting. Once you make that decision, once you ask that question, the universe starts to give you answers. And so literally within like the next week, there was, it's so funny, there was a motivational speaker. She comes into Morgan Stanley, she gives a speech, and she's also a life coach and an executive coach by the name of Gail Blanke. And she shared this story about the Statue of David and how, I believe it was Michelangelo, how he crafted this statue. And he basically got this massive piece, like massive rock from the quarry. And everybody looked at it like, what the hell are you going to do with that? And he says, just watch. And he goes into his workshop and he works away at it for like a year or so. And then eventually comes out with this beautiful statue.
Yeah.
And everybody's just like, oh my God, how did you do that from this, that piece of rock that we thought you couldn't do anything with? And he said, David was always in there. I just chipped away everything that wasn't him. Mm-hmm. And again, mm-hmm. another sign from the world saying like, hey, Glias, you got to start chipping away everything that's not you. And, you know, I spoke to that speaker and life coach, coach in general, afterwards. And she looked at me and I said, I think I want to do something similar to what you're doing. And she looked at me and she says, you've got it. Because she just felt my energy. And then we had coffee thereafter. And it was just, it was an interesting thing because then like there was just a lot of momentum picking up. You know, then soon thereafter, I recognized that maybe I want to travel, backpack around Latin America because a friend of mine was doing it. And I was moving. But then the funny thing is fear, doubts, all of that comes in. I'm like, hey, I'm making six figures. I'm really comfortable. Like I got a bonus coming up very soon. Do I really want to leave right now? And so the momentum was picking up, but then I stopped. I put brakes on it once I started to entertain the doubts, all of those thoughts. And the truth is I didn't leave Morgan Stanley for another year, year and a half. And so that was like after 1 year, I completed like my two and a half years of analyst years. And before I actually left, just like kind of saving up money. And so in some respects, it did work out because I was able to use those savings to travel and to have the flexibility and the freedom to continue to explore. But I did stop myself. But ultimately, I'm just grateful that I had the foresight to make that decision and to kind of pursue that path. And my journey since then has been a crazy one, but it's been really fulfilling.
So, man, first of all, thank you so much for sharing your story, Glias. This, I know the listener is like, what, you know, wow, that's amazing. So courageous. I want to do that maybe, or maybe they're like, hell no, I never want to do that. But
yeah,
either way, there's something you said that I want to back up to because it's a really interesting point where
okay.
You said, I was extremely successful, but unhappy. And there was this voice inside you that you discovered intimately for the first time that highlighted this feeling that I'm not actually using all of who I am. Like I was made for something. And I really connect with that feeling. I've had that exact same thought and that exact same feeling. And what I want to ask you is what does that feeling really mean in the sense of, man, guy from the outside, like you had done incredible things in terms of using your potential to come from really humble beginnings, to get into Harvard at all, to succeed at Harvard, to get into Morgan Stanley. Like by all external measures, you were using maybe more potential than people would have expected you to even have. And yet on the inside, you're telling us there's that voice like, but I'm for something more. Can you like connect the dots for us? How are those two things different and how do you explain that?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think that a lot of us are good at doing a bunch of things and that lead to certain results. And so in my coaching, I even talk about this, like the old paradigm of life and how people approach things is we do so that we can have things, right? But the truth is we want to have things not just for the thing itself, but for what it provides us, what it creates for us, the experience that we have as a result of having it. And so money, why do we want money? Why do you want to make, you know, six figures or millions of dollars, billions of dollars? It's not necessarily to have a piece of paper, but perhaps money represents security for you, or it represents freedom. It represents love, service, whatever it is. That's what we truly desire, and I call that the being, right? It's like the feeling, the experience of life, and that we'll have as a result of whatever it is that we're creating for ourselves. And so, I believe that how I try to live my life now is by starting with that, the end first, like the why, yes. the heart of it all. And I recognize that even though I had a lot of success doing and trying to have stuff, it was almost as though it wasn't my choice. It was my choice in that I did it, right? But I took on these narratives from society, from my family, from media, et cetera, that says that this is what success is and you need to go and do this. And so I just did what I was supposed to do. You know, I also studied engineering. Like I was a biomedical engineer in college, right? Like I went through that whole path. It was very logical, methodical. Like I thought I was either going to be an engineer or a doctor because I was afraid. I was like, I don't know if I can have people's lives on my hands, but perhaps I can create the medical devices and different things that can empower these doctors. And so I had the optionality and I knew that either way, at the end of college, I'll have a lot of options and that I can leverage this degree for. It was a very logical thing. But doing that, doing all of that, just it was almost as though somebody else was in the driver's seat of my life. And when and the experience, the being that it was creating for me wasn't one that was aligned with what I desired in my heart of heart. And so I think that sometimes we get disconnected from ourselves and from our spirit, if you want to call that, or just our soul, whatever you want to name it. But this part of us that's just so true, that only that is unique to us, that there is nobody else in this world that with your unique set of experiences and your unique set of interests and hobbies and knowledge. And there is something that there's a song that you're here in this world to sing. And when you're not singing that song, where you're not giving that gift to the world, it feels like hell. And so I was doing all these things to have these results that other people are saying is going to make me happy. And it wasn't making me happy because I wasn't living in alignment with my truth. And so once I stepped away from that and started to like tap in to reconnect, to be in a space of, you know, I'm not quite sure what it is, but I'm going to trust this. Then all of a sudden, I'm tapping into what all of the things I had been doing was for, you know, is to like be free, to be empowered, to be courageous, to feel love, to feel excitement, to feel creativity. All of a sudden, once I unshackled myself from the reactive way of being, the patterns that I had been exhibiting up until that point, I had access to that energy, to that being. And now from that space, living from that space, I started to take new actions. And so now it's like be, do, have. And so those actions are starting to create unique differentiated results that only I can create for myself, that are aligned with me, that like I wake up sometimes and I'm just like, man, my life is freaking good. And you know, it's beautiful when you're able to, and you know that you created it. That like yes. You designed it. And so I think there's it takes a lot of courage and it takes a level of, you know, just mindfulness, consciousness, awareness to be able to listen to yourself, to silence the outside noise and to tap into like what's that song that you are here to sing and to actually go and sing that song.
So good. So Goliath, the engineer listening, I mean, I don't see how you can't be drawn in to what you're saying, right? It's just like, oh yes, I want what Goliath's talking about. I want to experience starting with being rather than in this endless loop of doing just to have stuff. If they're caught in that place though of like, but how, or like, what do I even do, right? As engineers, we're so drawn into, okay, Goliath, so what's step one, step two, step three, right? I mean, I even feel myself in that moment, like, yeah, I want more of what Clyde's doing. So how do I get it, right? Just kind of help us get started. What's the place to begin if this is really causing somebody maybe to think these thoughts for the first time?
Yeah, I'll show you right now. So for whoever's listening, literally right now, just close your eyes. And just breathe in and out. And just continue to breathe and just put your intention, your focus, your awareness on your breath. And just notice what comes up for you as you're continuing to put your focus on your breath. Notice the thoughts. Notice the sensations. Just notice, just be simply the awareness that is perceiving it all. And if this sounds like mumbo jumbo to you, notice even the thoughts that go like, I don't know, I don't get it, I'm doing this wrong. And don't judge it. Just be aware of it. And then bring your focus back to your breath. And you can slowly bring your awareness back into the space. Move your body if that feels right. And then open your eyes. And so what we did just now is like a very simple meditation. And when I left Morgan Stanley, I heard this whole meditation thing is supposed to be good for you. And I was like, let me try it. And I could, at that time, I could only do it for 2 minutes at a time because I was just like, but like, I have things to do, you know? And so it just didn't really feel that productive, but I was like, I'll give it 2 minutes. And doing that consistently over time eventually helped me separate myself from the thoughts and the emotions and the things that are constantly arising. And you start to discover your programming, this machinery and how it runs, and some of the narratives and things that are impacting it. And because a lot of us are going through life, we're kind of pretty unconscious. And when you recognize like, oh, I have this recurring thought that, I need to do something, or I'm not good enough, or what will people think? Then you start to see that and you separate yourself from that thought, and now you can catch it. And when you're no longer controlled by that thought and it just becomes like the passing sound of a car outside of your window, is akin to that, or like somebody, like a baby crying in the distance, and you're just like, oh, that's happening right now. Now, that energy that used to be caught up in that thought that created certain patterns, you know, of feeling and being and acting, reactive patterns, now is released. And you can put that into maybe connecting with yourself and really seeing like, what feels good for me? What feels right for me? Or you put that energy into oh, you know what? I've always wanted to go and pursue this thing. Or I want to get a promotion at my job and like and have more responsibility and be able to impact more people. Or I want to design amazing products. Now, all of a sudden, that energy is not caught up in all of the stuff that's not really serving you anymore. And you can redirect it into other areas of your life. And so I would say just starting with something as simple as meditation is, and it could be for maybe it's literally, if you don't have 2 minutes, then one breath, like you just giving yourself that space, that's where it starts. And so I would say that's how I would go about it. And then there are so many other things you can do, but that's the simplest thing you can do.
So beautiful. And you know, what I am struck by in this, I mean, first of all, I enjoyed that, man. We could have just gone the whole rest of the episode, just like lead a meditation for us. But what's beautiful is I hope people recognize this isn't just about, oh, I'm in the wrong career path, I need to quit my job and become a nomad and travel around in a minimalist lifestyle like Gly. Now, if that's what the person, you know, the engineer listening wants, by all means, like, take that to heart and start listening to that voice inside. But it's also about directing the energy towards promotion, if that's what you want.
Yeah.
Directing that energy into your family and building a stronger relationship with your wife or husband or significant other or whatever. It's not about a specific path. It's not about being like Gly. It's about being like you.
Ooh, let's go, baby. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's about you connecting with yourself and what you truly desire. And don't go and try to follow what everybody else is saying, because that's the trap. Connect, like, what do you want? And then now you're able to, when you take the energy away from all the things that are stopping you from getting what you want, you can direct it to what you want, and life becomes freaking amazing. Like, I swear to God.
Oh man. So let's get a little bit more of your story. I know that we could talk all day. You know, where did it go from you know, leaving Morgan Stanley and some of those building blocks of your own transformation?
Yeah, sure. So after that, I came back And you know, I was hungry for like my own personal transformation, continuing to level up and discovering more of myself. And after like, you know, my travels in Latin America, I really discovered my purpose is to really help people live happier, healthier, more fulfilling lives. And so I went into this like transformational program just to continue to do that deep inner work. And then in that program, I started actually coaching people and, you know, just like volunteering and just like practicing, like having conversations and creating a space for people. And it was amazing. And it gave me the courage to start my own business. I wanted to like, see how can I help empower people and like really fulfill on this mission. And I thought like, if I should be a coach, like I'm only like 20, like 24 or 26 or whatever, however old I was. And I said, but I can help people who are doing amazing things in the world. And so I started a couple of like social media related businesses because I realized people's attention was on social media. And if I can reach them, send messages of positivity and then empower the people that are empowering people to live their best lives, then that felt like it felt like scale. It felt like I'm able to fulfill on my mission and started doing that. But then the funny thing is I you know, like I did like a social media marketing and then like video marketing business. And so like I was creating video and content for people and for local businesses. And one of them was this like this woman who has like a community and they're really focused on just having transformative conversations. And she asked me, she's like, Gly, let me ask you an honest question. And I was like, what? She says, is creating videos and doing this type of work, is this what you really want to be doing? and that took me aback because this is a client, a prospective client asking me this. And so I said, maybe she's seeing something that I'm not seeing. And so I started to just analyze and take a look and sit with that. And the question arose. And I think the quality of our lives are related to the quality of our questions. And so the question was, what could you be world-class at? If there could be anything, you could do anything in the world, like what do you believe you could be world-class in it? And when I took a look at that, I said, I was being honest, and I don't think it's with videos, but it's with having these sort of conversations, creating spaces for people to shift and to step into the best versions of themselves. You know, because if I'm being honest with myself, I've been doing that since I was a kid. Like even in elementary and like middle school, people would come to me and they felt safe to have conversations and divulge traumatic experiences and feel and be able to be empowered to move past them in the space that I was creating with them. And initially that came off the back of just, I didn't feel like I had anything to contribute. I didn't feel like I was good enough back then. And so like asking questions, wow, holding space was how I was able to like survive and connect with people.
Yes.
But then that eventually became like my superpower, so to speak, right? Oh, and so cool. It's yes. So amazing. Like, and so we all have these different things and experiences that are unique to us. And sometimes they come off of the back of not so good, like quote unquote good things. But I did recognize that I could be world-class at this and that I enjoyed having these types of conversations. And so I started my coaching business. I knew I wanted to invest in myself and invest in a coach, because if I'm going to have like be a coach then and like charge thousands of dollars for my services, like maybe it's time for me to work with a coach and see what that's like, so I can empathize with the people that are going to be working with me. And so that's where we actually met through our business and our business coach, Xander Fryer. Check him out, HIC, High Impact Coaching. Shout outs. And then he was able to quickly help me scale my business and get to a point where I had multiple clients and I'm able to sustain myself and do work that I actually loved. And so that was, and I started with him in fall of 2019 and been coaching since then. And then out of coaching and then also creating content and on social media consistently, was able to attract a bunch of amazing opportunities, including, you know, a company reaching out and wanting me to do meditations for them. And so I started leading meditations, even though I had no experience leading meditations before. But every time there's an opportunity that's presented to me and someone wants me in the room, I say yes, because I know that then if they're asking, then I belong and that I'm ready to make that happen. And so I just stepped into those roles and have been leading meditations in such
sense. What you just said is so huge. I got to stop you there. Because if someone is asking, then they have a vote of confidence and courage in you that you belong. And so why not vote for yourself in that moment? I want you to like highlight that again, because as engineers, that is such an easy place where we miss sometimes, is we don't vote on ourselves, or this imposter syndrome. Like, am I ready for that? Am I good enough for that next level, that next promotion, or to speak in front of this, you know, this big audience or whatever it may be for the engineer listening? Like, highlight that again from your perspective, this idea of showing up in those moments.
Sure, sure. I mean, literally, and this is something that I really had to come to terms with, but if someone is asking you to come and serve them or their audience, then you belong there. That you have almost a duty to serve them, if you'll go so far. But there's a reason why they're asking you. And the only thing that's going to stop you from really serving them is yourself. Is that the imposter syndrome? Is the, I don't belong. I'm not good enough. I need to learn more. But yeah, like, you'll continue to learn, but you're already ready. The very fact that the invitation has been created. And if it's just like so out of integrity for you, and you're just like, I can't, then okay, I get it. But just recognize that the opportunity is there for you to seize, and that you can seize it if you choose to. And so that's something huge that a lot of people don't realize, because we end up putting off what we desire, what we want, because we're afraid to step into it. But once you say, yes, I'm ready, and I will find a way, I will make a way, I will learn what I have to learn, I will do whatever I have to do to serve these people, to be of full service and value to them, that energy is more important than anything else that you can learn. And that will carry you the distance. That will have you learn what you need to do. If you mess up, if things don't go so well, that's okay, because you recognize that you do belong, and that there is something there for you to continue to like hone and discover, and you'll do whatever it takes to make that happen and make it be better the next time.
I love that. Goliath, is the courage, is the quality of a human that allows them to step in the way that you're talking about, is that something that you believe is unique to individuals, or is it something inside of everybody? Like, where does that courage come from?
Every single human being has that. Everyone has that potential. And literally for me, I've discovered the easiest way to tap into that is by becoming present. Is by what will have you think that you can't do it, that what will stop you from stepping into that space is either like thoughts about the past and those old narratives and beliefs that don't serve you any longer, that aren't even relevant to this moment, or fears about the future and what's going to happen. None of that is real. All there is right here and right now. And if right here and right now you say, you know what, I feel tension, I feel fear, I feel all of these things, and there's this opportunity here, and I am committed to serving people to the best of my ability. I know I've done all of these amazing things in the past, and right here and right now, I have an opportunity to help or to step into this new role. I'm going to do it. That's what's so. And then each moment thereafter, you just keep just being present to whatever it is that you decided, and everything else will work itself out.
This is amazing. And so now I'm going to be the engineer for a second.
Okay.
Gly, what about the data? What about the data, man? And you know, right? You studied engineering, and you've hung out with people like me and my listeners. And there's this tendency, partly, let's be fair, right? We do this all day, every day for our careers. Mm-hmm. We get paid to be good at this, where we take a data set or the history, the past, and we analyze it to make decisions about the future. And so somebody listening might say, well, I don't have anything in my past in the data of my life that says I can do that new thing, that next thing. And so, Gly, what are you saying? Are you saying I should just ignore everything about who I am and what has gotten me to this point and just go crazy and do whatever? Like, it can feel this, the dissonance of that is tough for the engineering mind. Like, I don't know, you take this whatever direction you want to, but I'm curious, if for somebody who's wrestling with that, well, how do I reconcile what Gly just said about being present? You know, the point of power is in the present, with this idea that I've lived inside, that the greatest predictor of future performance is past performance, right? Or some sort of engineering kind of statement. Like, how do you handle the tension?
Yeah, I think, you know, as engineers, we're also pretty, like, we're creatives. We're creators. We help bridge the gap between where we are now to what's possible. And so if that's what's coming up for you, you're not connected to like your potential as an engineer. At one point, someone had to say, you know what? I want to build this massive building, or I want to create a contraption that can fly, and or I want to create these devices that can make surgeries much more efficient and effective. And if you are stopped by the past and what was done before, then that's not, then we don't, the world doesn't have a shot at having all of these new potential possibilities. Ooh. And so it's your responsibility to say, yes, like the past, acknowledge the past, take the wisdom from the past, but don't let that stop you from creating the future. And you can only create the future in the now. And so it's like, okay, this is what's done before. And if that feels right, it's like, all right, let me take a look at how can we improve these? Or maybe you say, like, I want to scrap that. I want to put all of that to the side. And I want to just think about, like, what could be possible? And you start to think about and tap into that. And then from there, you backtrack to how could we create that? And then now you're looking at, okay, what resources do we have available to us? And what different avenues, and who are the people that we, okay. And now you're creating. And so your job as an engineer is not to be limited by the past and the data. That the data is don't be a slave to the data, you know, use the data to help you create whatever it is that you desire.
That is so powerful. Don't be a slave to the data, and you create the future in the now, being present. This is amazing. So glad so many places I want to take this, but I did want to hit one other quick topic before we run out of time today.
Sure.
And I love how you described that the line between work and play for you is blurred, and that's just how you like it. And the idea of work-life balance has been really thrown into the public lens in a new way with what we experienced in 2020 with COVID-19, with working from home, companies learning how to navigate global teams, and all these challenging workplace situations. And the engineer listening, even right now, might be multitasking among three things. And this is a kind of a new world we live in, and what that means to have work and life, and how do you handle it? So how do you approach that blurred line and this idea of work-life balance? Like, how do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for me, I don't want to be able to know the difference between work and play, honestly. And that's just my personal thing. But I've designed my life such that when I'm working, if this is what I would do for free, even, right? And when I'm playing, like, I'm bringing my, like, how I'm being is I'm taking in lots of things that I do on a day-to-day basis professionally. I'm sharing that gift with everybody that I'm interacting with. And sometimes you do have to be mindful of taking care of yourself, for instance. And so what does that look like for me? I think going for a run, or taking me time to journal and on the beach, or taking a nice soothing bath, or going on a date, all of that, even though it's play and it's in some respects, and it's self-care, it's also work too, in my mind, because that's the work you need to do to maintain everything.
This
thing, right? You know, like,
I
this
love that.
This being. And so if you're out of balance in those way, in those respects, then you're not going to be able to show up fully in your, you know, as an engineer in your day-to-day job, or you're not going to be able to show fully in your relationship with your spouse or your partner and your kids. And so it's important that you define what, like, let's maybe just throw out the whole work-life balance thing out of the window completely, and just think about, what do you need to be able to show up fully aligned with what it is that you desire? It's for you to be able to have to live in the reality that you want to live in. And so if that looks like working, you know, however many hours a week, 100 hours a week, and then, you know, having a little bit of social life, like, that's completely fine if that's what you desire. If that looks like working 20 hours a week and traveling and doing things with your family and friends, that's completely fine. And if that, you have to find that, what that mix is for yourself, given what you desire for your life and for yourself. And so, I'm not so attached to that, those buzzwords. I'm more about you connecting with yourself and then designing the life that helps you be the best version of yourself.
That's incredible. You just completely opened up a new lens for me, Gly. I've often said, hey, I don't believe in work-life balance. You have one life. It's all life.
Yeah.
And let's balance the whole thing. But what you just said that now I'm going to chew on, and I love this, is it's also all work. You know? And I love that, like doing the work on my body when I exercise, doing the work in my relationships, because it's taken me where I want to go. Like, it's one life and it's one work. I'm just loving that.
I love that. Thanks amazing, for man. Really crystallizing that for me too.
Oh, yeah. That's so good. How you said that. It's so good. Well, Gly, I want another two more hours of this, but let's land the plane. And I always finish with asking this question.
Okay.
You know, great engineering and great coaching, which, you know, being a transformational coach now and from your engineering days, but questions lead and answers follow. And you even alluded earlier to that beautiful statement of the quality of our lives is directly related to the quality of our questions. And So if the engineer listening to this conversation has this desire for happiness and inner fulfillment, what would you say is the best question to lead them with today?
Ooh, that's a powerful question. Oh man.
Inner fulfillment. What's the best question to lead with today?
I like simplicity. And initially, the first question that came to mind was, what do I want? But then it wasn't quite it. The question that followed that was very simple. Why? And if you're able to find an answer for that question, why, that cuts the noise. It goes straight to the heart of matters or any subject. It's like, why do I have this desire for fulfillment? Like, why do I wake up every day and go to this job? And why do I have these interests and these passions? Like, really connecting with that. Why do I want something more? And if you're able to really answer that question, and sometimes you have to ask it multiple times and keep digging, you'll find the heart of it, that you'll gain clarity around what really drives you. And that'll give you the impetus to create everything that you desire. Mm. So why is the question I would ask. Yeah.
Why? And I hope the engineer listening jumps out to the YouTube channel and watches this as well, because that moment of silence there, just to watch Gly get present in that moment to answer this. I mean, that's the power of this man. So Gly, thank you so much for being here. And I'll tell you, if you listener are looking for transformation in your life and you need somebody to connect with and you want to understand more about what Gly's talking about, you definitely will never regret spending time with this man. So Gly, if people want to find you and get more, where can they do that?
Yeah, sure. So I'm very active on Instagram. And so you guys can feel free to go check me out there at Gly Vollner. That's my full first name, actually. Gly is my nickname. So that's GlyVollner. And so just send me a message, a DM. Or you can, if you want to like schedule like a consultation or a free like sort of clarity call, go onto my website, glygabriel.com/coaching. I have all my information there as well.
Perfect. We'll put those links in the show notes. And I really encourage everyone listening to connect with Gly. He's got so much power, so much transformation to offer you. He understands that mind of the engineer and can help you to work through this why question if that's what you need. And so Gly, thanks again. And we're going to have to continue this conversation some other time, because you got my heart stirring and there's just so much to dig into. But appreciate you and can't wait to see you again, man.
Thank you, Jazak. It's been a true honor and pleasure. Appreciate you and everybody that's listening. Take care.
Hello again, my friend. It's Zach White, your host and your coach for this wild ride called career growth. I hope you're enjoying the show. By the way, if you feel like an overworked and undervalued engineer who wants to find better balance and get paid what you're worth, I want you to get started today by checking out the Productivity Power Laws, my free video short course at productivitypowerlaws.com. If you're new here or you haven't done this yet, this is definitely the first step to get started in applying these principles to your life. So head over to productivitypowerlaws.com and grab your free gift from me and the team at Awaco. Did you feel the energy from this man? Oh, Gly Gabriel, I absolutely loved this conversation, and he left me so energized, so much fun, and you know, even what happened after we were done recording, just the energy and the encouragement and the transformation that bleeds out of Gly. It is so powerful. So I hope that you got something really special from this. And let's take just a moment and recap what it is that I hope is transformational in your life today. Can you relate to this statement that Gly made, that he felt successful but unhappy? Successful but unhappy. That is it. That is exactly the feeling that we're talking about right here on the Happy Engineer podcast. You are an engineer. You're a scientist. You're a technical professional. You've got, you know, a great paycheck. You've got all of this knowledge. You have a degree, 2 degrees, 3 degrees. And yet, with all of that success, you're still unhappy. You still have this feeling that there's more for you, that there's something else out there that you are supposed to do with your life, or there's got to be more than this. Is this it? If you're wrestling with those kinds of questions and you resonate with what Gly shared, then I hope you will begin in the same place where Gly encouraged us all to begin. Do you remember where that is? Right here, right now, being present in the current moment. To start a simple practice of meditation. You know, and don't overcomplicate what is meditation. Of course, you could spend a lifetime studying and practicing meditation, but I want you to recognize what Gly showed us in this conversation, even as he paused to pull me in to the present moment with you during the call. I mean, it was awesome. Just a few moments, quieting the mind, focusing on your breath. Focusing on your breath. And I love that Gly said, hey, you don't need 20 minutes. You don't have to start with, you know, 10 minutes. It can be one breath. Just begin. All right. The key is for you to begin. And if you need help, then reach out to Gly. Reach out to me and the team at Awaco. Get the support that you need to begin becoming present, because there in the present is where we're going to find the clarity and the power to act. And that is, of course, what we are about. And you heard how Gly took action in his story to do courageous, completely transforming the direction of his life and his career. And not all of you are even remotely interested in what Gly's journey looks like. And I get that. You know, the whole idea of quitting your job and backpacking around Latin America and, you know, completely walking away from engineering. I know that's not what all of you want. Some of you do. And for those of you who do, I hope you'll take it to heart that there can be new and creative solutions for you. Of course, I'm not here to tell you what to do or give you advice on your specific situation on this show. If you need that, then enroll in our program. Let's coach. Let's work together. But the point is, we want you to find that authentic answer for what is right for your career, your life, your family. Find that clarity and then begin to take action. Did you hear this other idea that Gly positioned about engineers being creators? I love that. I love that. And I really want you to connect deeply with this. Engineers, you have such creativity, such energy to create in the world. And that part of you that asks, is this it? Is there something more? That's directly linked to this creation force within you, that desire to create things. And I love what Gly said. You can only create the future in the now. You only create the future in the now. The truth is, the future doesn't exist anywhere except in our mind in the present, right? When does tomorrow actually get here? Tomorrow is always tomorrow. It's always out there in the future. The only thing that is in front of us is right now. And the point of your greatest power is in the present. So when we start to recognize that we are creating our future, and not just our own future, but the future of our company and of our country and of our world, that is happening right now. And that's why you don't want to sit and overthink these things in your life and in your career. Begin taking action now. Don't sit on it. Don't wait. Don't think that you need to be smarter or you need to have another degree or you need fill in the blank criteria before you are ready to take action. You are only able to take action now. So what is it? What are you going to do to move forward? And if you're unsure, back to what we just talked about. Get present, start seeking clarity, get the help that you need from a great coach, and let's do this. No reason to wait. I'm not going to give you any other action items today. Normally in these debriefs and in our podcast, we have a lot of tactics, a lot of strategies and things that we work through. But this conversation was really inspirational. I just want to leave you in that place, asking that simple question, why, and getting present in this moment. And if you'll do those two simple things, you're going to find clarity and you're going to find that impetus for action, that catalyst for change and transformation. So take the time, be present, find your power, find your courage, and then take action. Let's do this. My friend, that's all we've got for this episode of the Happy Engineer Podcast. Thank you again for investing your time with me today. If you're like me, then maybe you'll take some notes and share this episode with your fellow engineers. Why? Because it will help you learn deeper, remember these insights, and take action. So share this episode with two or three friends just like you who are committed to building their career. Lastly, make sure to link up with us at oasisofcourage.com. Grab our free tools for career growth there in the resource hub, and schedule a free call with our coaching team today. Please just share this podcast with anyone who you think might enjoy it. Until next time, remember to crush comfort, create courage, and let's do this.